Federal funding for the $1.4 billion Regional Connector project has come through after several years of negotiating. Construction is planned to begin later this year, and officials expect the project to be ready by 2020. Mayor Eric Garcetti, Senator Dianne Feinstein, two members of Congress, and other officials stood in front of a downtown Gold Line station and passing trains. They announced a new agreement that releases federal funds for the connector project. Garcetti praised the project as a step forward toward a fully connected transit system in L.A.
So you can go from Long Beach to Pasadena, you can go from the ocean to the east side without having to get up, switch. That means less time, that means more convenience, it means more people will ride and more cars will be taken off the road.
Therese McMillan of the Federal Transit Administration agreed.
It's going to make the existing transit that converges in downtown really link together and provide incredible travel efficiencies for the people of LA.
More than half of the project will be paid for by a public transit tax county voters passed in 2008, but grants and loans from the Federal Transit Administration will cover the rest. Garcetti said it's the first time in 17 years that LA has seen cash on the table from the federal government for public transit. Feinstein warned that budget cuts from the federal government sequester are making it more difficult for projects like the Regional Connector to get off the ground.
Other nations eat our lunch when it comes to building modern systems. So LA, I think, is in the vanguard in America of moving aggressively to build the system of the future.
Officials expect the Expo Line to connect with Santa Monica within 2 years. Garcetti said a train to LAX and a longer Wilshire line are also in the works. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.